This is Robert Walker from Oakdale, Minnesota, and I'm part of KQ's Military Takeover.
92 KQRS, we are back live on our Military Takeover. It's Veterans Day, November 11th, 2017. It's become an annual tradition here on KQ. We set aside this day and we bring in Minnesota military vets and give them a chance to share stories, play some great classic rock, maybe even some country, which we'll get to in a minute.
You know what, Scott, if you don't mind, I'd like to play the second song off that list first. We've had a little issue with that first one.
Oh, okay, well, thank you. That's Ray Eric in Studio A, making sure everything is fine.
We've had a pretty good day as far as mechanical stuff. There hasn't been very many things happening.
Well, you know, Robert Walker is here from Oakdale, Minnesota now. You know, Robert's our next military vet. Robert, it's a little crazy here right now. We had a flurry of activity, but take a deep breath. Move up to that microphone and just relax a little bit. We'll make this real easy for you. First of all right, as good. We say to every vet who sits in this chair, thank you for your service.
You're welcome.
It's men and women like you that mean the world to all of us. And today, being Veterans Day, it's your day. And we want you to have fun, play music, share stories. Let's start with the hat you're wearing. Tell us about Desert Storm and what was your experience there?
When I got over there... You know, I was an Army medic, and one of the first things I remember is we took a commercial flight from Fort Jackson, South Carolina, and then up to New York, and I finally saw the big city from the air, and then we landed in Germany, and, you know, the weird thing about that was when we landed, it was a Northwest Airlines then.
Sure.
So it was a big, huge 747. We're landing, it's February, and it was a little rough landing. So one of the doors jarred loose on the aircraft, and so they had us sit there for a while, and they let us out. It was so cold, and all I had was my uniform from Arizona on, because I had come from Fort Huachuca, Arizona, and transferred over to the Gulf War that way, and... So it was interesting. So when I finally got over there...
Rough start.
Yeah, it was interesting. So when I finally got over there, I got attached to an armored division out of Germany, and I rode out the war on a track, or M113. So, yeah, it was interesting.
All right, to a civilian guy, what's an M113?
It's a lightly armored troop carrier with no weapons on it.
Just a carrier of people.
And Red Cross on the side. Perfect target. So,
what was your medical background?
I went into the military to begin with to do Signal Corps.
Mm-hmm.
And then I didn't like it. So then I decided, I'll just change my jobs. And so I ended up becoming a medic.
Nice.
And I loved it.
You probably helped a lot of people along the way, and that's great.
And it serves me today. I'm a nurse at one of the big hospitals in town and love it. So shout out to all my friends out there.
Well, I'll tell you, during the hour, you'll have many opportunities to say hi to your friends and family and coworkers. And we're going to be we're on Facebook Live right now worldwide. If you'd like to get on and see the live video of Robert. He's from Oakdale. He's our next Minnesota military vet. And Ray, we're going to turn it over to you in Studio A. Let's start the classic rock and enjoy the hour with Robert Walker, a Desert Storm veteran. 92 KQRS, it's the Military Takeover. We are in hour seven. Seven of eight Minnesota military vets have joined our studios today to celebrate Veterans Day 2017. We're honored to have Robert Walker. He was a medic in Desert Storm. And Robert, you told me that you've come from a long line of military people, from your great-granddad to your oldest daughter. Mm-hmm. Tell us about the influence of the military in your family.
You know, it was almost just ingrained. I traveled around with my biological father. You know, he was in the Special Forces during the 60s and 70s. And, you know, once my mom and dad got divorced, my mom remarried a veteran. Mm-hmm. And he was in the Air Force for 10 years during the Korean War. And he was the biggest influence on me. He passed away in 2009. But, you know, my grandfather served in World War II. I had a great-grandfather in World War I. My oldest daughter was an MP, and she got out. And, you know, it's just been something that at least I think my family has enjoyed, because my brother's been in the Navy. And
wow, really?
Yep.
Everybody in your family?
Yep. Every boy, it just seems like, except for Brittany, my daughter. And it's like I give my brother all kinds of hell sometimes, I guess, when it comes to him being in the Navy and me being in the Army. You know, I called him a squid. He calls me a ground pounder. So, you know, it is what it is. So,
well, again, as I've said all day today, it's people like you that make this country what it is, whether you're a Marine or Army or Navy, it doesn't matter. The fact that you do what you do and do what you did really makes a difference. We're live on Facebook. Candace, what's up?
Yeah, please chime in on the conversation. You can ask anyone a question here and share your stories as well. Facebook.com/92KQRS. We have tons of shout-outs here. One from Rebecca Guido. Thank you to my little brother. Love you. Shout-out from Florida. Patrick Suzak says, want to give my old man a shout-out, Nick Suzak, 82nd Airborne Vietnam vet. Hit a booby trap on lead one night, one badass. Lucky he's still with us. Love you, Pops.
Oh, that's awesome. Nice, man. There's people out there who love you and appreciate and respect you for what you did, and so do we. We got to take a break, and I'm going to warn everybody, the song we're going to play when we come back from break is probably a song, A, you've never heard on our station, and we'll be 50 years old next year, and you probably won't hear it again. But you're going to hear it next, because it's Veterans Day and Robert wants to play it. That's next. 92KQRS, welcome back to the show. It's our military takeover. Every Veterans Day, we honor and recognize the men and women of our military for all the great things they do and have done and continue to do to allow us to have the life we have here in America, the greatest country in the world. But you knew that. Also, starting on sometime next week on the KQ Morning Show, we will continue our military tributes that we do over the holidays. If you have a veteran in your life, aunt, uncle, niece, nephew, son, daughter, doesn't matter, coworker, just send me an email, scott@92kqrs.com, and I'll be sure to get your loved one honored on the KQ Morning Show. Candace is telling me that our Facebook Live feed going worldwide is blowing up. Robert Walker is with me here from Oakdale, Minnesota. He comes from a long line of military veterans going all the way back to his granddad. So many people are chiming in and letting him know how they feel about him, right?
Yep. Dana Walker Morey says, happy Veterans Day, big brother. I love you. Thanks for all your years in the service. And Cheryl Neal Robert, thank you for your service and for sharing your stories today.
Very nice, Robert. How do you feel?
Touched, actually. Cheryl is one of the gals who I work with. Her daughter made me a little flag that I could put on my window in my office, so I thought that was really special. She went around and had all the doctors and nurses sign a card for me yesterday.
That's wonderful.
So it was touching.
Good for you. Well, again, you deserve it. All of you guys and gals deserve it. Absolutely. And you know what? I want to make sure that I make this clear. It's not just the eight vets that we're having on the show today, but everybody who's listening who has a veteran in their life, if you served, are serving, thank you for your service. This day is all about you. We really appreciate what you do for all of us. So although the eight of you got to be on the air and have some fun and share your stories, everybody, we thank you from the deepest part of our hearts. Thank you for your service. Thank you for what you've done for us and what you continue to do. Now, this next song, if someone is just getting in their car or truck and turning on KQ and they hear this next song, they're going to go, oh my God, what happened to the station? But you know what? This is one of those days where we throw out the rules and we do what you want to do. We do what the veterans want. Tell us about this next song you're going to play. I can't wait to hear it.
All right, this next song is by Hank Williams Jr., A Country Boy Can Survive. This goes out to my stepfather, Richard Poole. I know my mom is listening in Maine right now, so hi, Mom. And it was one of the songs that he really liked, and I really got to love it just because he could do almost anything with his hands. He was a mechanic in the Air Force, and if he had an idea, he'd build it. No paper, no nothing, just get right to it and build it. So, and he grew up in Maine and backwoods, and I thought this was perfect for him. So I dedicate the song to my dad, who's no longer here. Love you, Dad. Miss you. Love you every day.
92 KQRS, one of John Lennon's finest moments, Mind Games. Our special guest DJ is Robert Walker from Oakdale, Minnesota. He's a Desert Storm veteran, a U.S. Army medic. And you know, Robert, in your bio you sent to me, you said, quote, "I'm frightened to go to war, but I realized I had all of America and the U.S. Army behind me." What did you mean by that?
Basically, you know, I was young, you know, and I was 21, I think. And it's just frightening to know that, hey, you're being called up to go into war. And, you know, I grew up in a military family, so I heard about it and watched all the movies on TV, like all of us kids growing up. And, you know, it's just one of those things that you're nervous about. But once I got over there, it was totally different. You know, the camaraderie with the people that I got attached to from Germany, and just the vastness of the military in general, from, you know, the Air Force, the Navy, the Marine Corps. It was just one giant machine going across the desert, and I thought, wow, this was not what I expected, but in a way it kind of was. So it was really interesting to watch it unfold.
As you've gotten older and you look back at your time in Desert Storm as a medic in the Army, what did you come away with? What did you learn from it that you still think about today?
You know, always try to keep a cool head, I think. And I often describe myself as, you couldn't ruffle me with a brick sometimes. But one of the things that I think I took away from the military in general, always have a plan B. You know, your time is short, so make the best of it. And, you know, when life hands you lemons, then you just got to come up with another way to make it better, and always have a plan B.
Well said. Robert Walker from Oakdale, Minnesota, a Desert Storm vet. Let's go to Studio A. Ray Eric has some more local shout-outs. People want to share their stories, too.
We heard from a very emotional listener that was thinking of his Sergeant Tom Knutson, the drill instructor, who's apparently no longer with us. That's from what I gathered, because the caller was really broken up about Sergeant Tom Knutson. So we shout out to him. Also, Grant Wheaton, a door gunner on a Huey, and a whole bunch of X, a whole family of them. Russell, George, William, and James Eck.
My goodness. If you'd like a shout-out of the loved one in your life in the military, we'd love to share it with our audience. 651-989-ROCK or 651-989-ROLL. Give us a call. We'll get your name and who you're honoring, and we'll get it on the air. We leave at 6 o'clock. We wish we could keep going, but please give us a call, and we'll make sure that we get on with you. We're on Facebook Live worldwide, and I think the Rolling Stones are up next, right? Is that Robert?
I believe it is. Paint It Black.
Here we go. 92 KQRS, our military takeover, the Rolling Stones, Paint It Black. Man, that song is, what, 50 years old? It just still sounds so good today. And that song was picked out by our guest, Robert Walker, from Oakdale, Minnesota, served in Desert Storm as a U.S. Army medic. It's been fascinating talking with you and sharing stories about your friends, your family, your military life. Any more family you want to say hi to, a shout-out, anyone special?
I want to shout-out to my brother Richard, who's mm-hmm. in Ohio, his family, my sister Dana and mom in Maine, Florida, my older sister Becky. But the one I want to really shout-out to is my girlfriend Chris. She volunteered me to deliver blankets to her hospice patients who are veterans this morning. So,
God bless her.
It's just amazing work what she does. As you know, I'm a nurse as well, but to hear her stories are way more different than what I could tell her during my day. So I thought, oh, really? We got to volunteer. And then the more I thought about it, I thought, you know, I'm just going to do it. And so we went out this morning and gave some blankets to veterans who are in nursing homes. And she has a really good rapport with the old crotchety, sometimes mouthy veterans, but she's really good with them. So, you know, I really love the work that she does and love her. And so the bucket list song that I wanted to play today for her was Hey Jude, because we saw Paul McCartney when he came into town last year. And the only thing I can remember is her yelling in my ear when Paul said, "Now everybody sing." So
that one's fantastic. For her. She is a fantastic woman. Tell her God bless her from all of us here. To do that for veterans that are in need, particularly the hospice environment, that's wonderful. Candace, I'll tell you, not only is Robert's girlfriend a saint, but other people, too, are reaching out on Facebook Live and sharing their thoughts, too.
Yep, tons of people have been reaching out on Facebook, and you can still do it. There's still time today, about an hour and a half left. If you want to send a message to Robert, our next vet, or if you want to share your story, log on and do that, 92KQRS. Diane Castillo says, "I love you, Bob. I'm so proud of you, and you did make Mom cry." And then Caitlin Walker says, "Hi, Dad. I'm so proud. Thank you so much for your service. And I'll tell you, Robert, everyone is loving your song choices." That's a big comment on here.
Wow, how about that? Excellent. All right, we have to take a break. And when we come back, we'll wrap up with that song that you want to play for your lovely girlfriend who did such a wonderful thing for the vets at hospice. That's next on KQRS. 92 KQRS. Welcome back, everyone. It's our military takeover. We're wrapping up hour number 7 with Robert Walker from Oakdale, Minnesota. Robert comes from a long line of military people. You've heard him talk about everybody from his great-granddad to his oldest daughter, serving in Desert Storm as a U.S. Army medic. He's a nurse here in the Twin Cities. And just a terrific time speaking with you, Robert. Thank you. You have friends and family who love you and are so appreciative of the things that you do, not only when you were in Desert Storm, but what you're still doing today to help people and vets. And on behalf of all of us at KQ and everyone, we thank you very much and thank you for your service.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me. It's been a truly an honor to be here.
Did you have fun?
I did.
We want you to have fun on top of everything. That's what KQ's about. So, you know.
You know, I was nervous coming here and Googled it and followed Syria all the way down here. And once I got here, I thought, wow, this is not what I pictured. KQ was not what I pictured. I thought it was going to be like this great big building with a great big tower on it and whatnot. But, you know, it's just an average building.
Yeah, it's not the building, man. It's what comes out of the speakers.
Yep,
you know?
That's true. And you guys have done a wonderful job today, and I couldn't be more happy to be a part of it.
Well, thank you very much. I know we're going to leave with a song that means a lot to you and your girlfriend, Chris, who you spoke of a moment ago. So take it away. Take the show away. And once again, thank you for your service, and thank you for being here.
All right, this next song is Hey Jude by the Beatles, and I'm going to put a shout-out to Chris. I know she's listening, and I want to thank you for volunteering me this morning to help deliver the blankets to the vets. And this is something that we wanted to do as a bucket list, was to see somebody from the Beatles, and we were able to do it. And so this one's for her.